Plato. Welcome to this special podcast of Science Friday from sciencefriday.com. The state of Kansas continues to wrestle with just how much science it wants to put in its science classrooms in the form of teaching that E-word, evolution. Kansas drew international attention in 1999 when the State Board of Education voted to de-emphasize evolution in its science standards. Evolution was reinserted into the standards 2 years later, but it is coming under attack once again, this time from proponents of intelligent design. This is a theory that the universe and life are so complex that only intelligent beings or an intelligent being could have created them. In effect, though, it's creationism dressed in new clothing. These attacks on evolution continue around the country. We talked about one by the Dover, Pennsylvania School Board just a few months ago, where a couple of school board members resigned rather than wanting to teach creationism back in the classroom. But the situation in Kansas represents a new wrinkle. Here's what's happening. The Kansas Board of Education is going to hold hearings beginning next week to listen to arguments pro and con about teaching evolution in science class. But before, where scientists would come to such hearings and voice their pro-evolution position, they are now refusing to show up. Major scientific organizations, including the American Association for the Advancement of Science, are boycotting these hearings, saying they will be rigged in favor of the intelligent design supporters. They also feel that intelligent design is simply thinly veiled creationism and a way to inject religion into science classes. Here to discuss the situation in Kansas with us is a journalist who has covered the debate between evolution and its detractors since 1999. John Hanna is a bureau correspondent for the Associated Press in Topeka, Kansas. Welcome to the program, Mr. Hanna.
Welcome. Thank you.
How does this situation differ than back in 1999 when evolution was de-emphasized in the standards?
Well, there are two major differences. The first is that the way this process works is the Board of Education has a committee of educators who make recommendations and give them a draft of proposed standards. In 1999, there was no sense, real sense of a split amongst the members of that committee. And so we got, we saw standards presented to the board that reflected what many scientists would call the mainstream scientific view. The intelligent design people, of course, would argue with it, but that it reflected evolution as a key concept for students to learn. The board looked at those standards and decided to go in a different direction. And then, of course, the hullabaloo occurred nationally and internationally. This time we've got a group of people on this committee who are part of the effort to expose students to more criticism of evolution in the classroom. And so there's actually two different reports out there for the board to consider. The second thing that's different is that the board is having these kinds of hearings to, in effect, try to sift through the science for and against evolution. And the chairman of the board, Steve Abrams, has said that he hopes the public is watching and that everybody learns about the science. Of course, the scientists who are boycotting say because Abrams was involved in that 1990 effort and the other two board members are sympathetic to intelligent design, that the whole thing is rigged.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to sift through and sort of like a trial? Are we having a Scopes trial number two here?
Well, it has
almost
been.
Sounds like that, you know. Is evolution real or not?
It has been portrayed as that, although Abrams has gone to great lengths to say this is not going to be the second monkey trial. But there will be trial-like features. I mean, there will be managers of each side's case, and the intelligent design backers are presenting, I think, 23 witnesses. And what they are likely to do is sit down and point out where they find flaws in evolutionary theory, focusing on questions like how the idea that one species through changes over time that can lead to another species, or whether man and apes and other animals had common ancestors, those kinds of questions.
Yeah. 1-800-999-8255 is our number. On the line is President for Kansas City Citizens for Science, Harry McDonald. Welcome to Science Friday.
Glad to be here.
Is it true that you organized the boycott for the scientists?
Yes, Kansas Citizens for Science, and then we have been joined by a coalition of other education and science groups in Kansas, including the Kansas Academy of Sciences, the Kansas Association of Biology Teachers, Kansas Association of Teachers of Science, Mainstream Coalition, Families United for Public Education.
Mm-hmm.
So a number of groups in our state who are concerned about science have joined with us on this.
Why change tactics like this by boycotting?
Well, one of the things, since our group was founded back in 1999, we've got probably as much experience as any citizens group on this issue. And one of the things we found is that scientists are always willing to share their data. And as a result of court proceedings where one of the rulings about creationism was, science is what science does and science doesn't do creationism.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much ever since that ruling, creationists in a variety of forms, and intelligent design is just the latest form, have been trying to establish that they are science, and they can't do it in the science community. So they're holding their own forum, so to speak, and inviting scientists in, and we've been doing this. But we found that we never change anybody's mind that's a biblical literalist kind of thing. So we in the science community, it's our feeling in Kansas anyway, that we need to change our tactic on this. And science has a credibility gained from hundreds of years of results and improvement of mankind's condition. And evolution has 150 years of positive results from its work. And the science speaks for itself. The intelligent design has to establish itself as science instead of leaving the scientific community and going back door to school boards, et cetera, who don't have the science training to actually understand the issues on a technical basis, just on a cursory basis.
The scientists, we were talking before about, this possibly being portrayed as a new scopes trial. Do scientists look at it that way, and so they want to stay away from it?
Well,
because they don't want to argue. It's not up to them to decide whether evolution is a true scientific concept or not.
It's not up to the school board. That's correct.
Yeah.
It's like the definition of science they wished in the minority report that John was mentioning. They've attempted to redefine science as not being limited to natural explanations. And our position on that is that state standards are supposed to reflect science, not supposed to establish what science is. And even if the school board were to change that definition of science, that isn't going to change what science really is. It's just going to ensure a poor education for the students of Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Harry McDonald, thank you for taking time to be with us.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. 1-800-999-8255. We're talking about the upcoming debate in Kansas about what may happen with the State Board of Education there. I'm talking with John Hanna of the Associated Press. John, how do you think Kansas, the average Kansan, thinks about this? Or how are they splitting up on the debate here?
Well, I think there's a wide variety of opinions. I've talked to parents who are genuinely concerned about how evolution is taught. They think the debate is one-sided. I talked to the director of missions for the Southern Baptists here in Kansas, and he said evolution is really the key issue, viewing that it leads to atheism and other problems.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I've talked to people who have no trouble putting evolution and some kind of design or God into the mix together. Evolution is a designed process. And I'm sure that there are even a few Kansans, at least, who embrace a strictly what critics would say a naturalistic view of how life originated and developed over time. So I would say it's all over the map. I do know that in 2000, after the 1999 debate, evolution became a very big issue, and you had a lot of national and international attention. And a couple of board members were replaced in that election, and a lot of it had to do with, it's unclear whether it had to do with evolution itself or whether it had to do with the perceived embarrassment to Kansas. You know, Kansas became the butt of jokes on late night television, you know, and there were even stray comments from scientists about, you know, well, we don't want to, I'm not going to recommend sending students to Kansas because they don't get a good education, something like that. What some scientists here, you know, frustrates some scientists here because they very much want it clear to the rest of the world that there is a lot of acceptance of evolution in Kansas, that not everyone here is a creationist or an intelligent design supporter. But I think there's a broad variety of opinions. And it's hard not to have a lot of opinions expressed in something that I think probably touches really deeply on people's core values and their feelings about life and philosophy in general.
Yeah. Talking with John Hanna, bureau correspondent for the Associated Press in Topeka, Kansas. You know, we were covering this the last time quite recently in Pennsylvania, where this was happening in a school board, and a couple of school board members resigned rather than being allowed to be on the board that would allow creationism into biology classes. Anything like that going on where board members may be resigning?
No, not at this point. We do have, as you heard Mr. McDonald's comments, we do have people who feel very, very strongly about what's happening here. And what's interesting here is the intelligent design, there is no proposal pending to, you know, rewrite the standards to say you'll teach intelligent design or there are lessons plans with intelligent design. It's about exposing students to more criticism of evolution. However, there are a lot of scientists who worry that that's a first step to getting intelligent design and ultimately creationism into the classroom. But we haven't seen that conflict, and I've talked to some school superintendents and teachers who wonder whether this is really going to affect what's taught in the classroom. You know, in some places in Kansas, they teach the science and basically tell the students, you know, this is the science you need to understand, but you can believe what you want, personally.
Yeah. But there are teachers who tell us they're even afraid to mention that E word, even though they're teaching it.
Well, and there seems to be a difference of opinion on. I talked to a teacher here in Topeka who said that when she worked as a teacher in a small town, she used to get books in the mail criticizing evolution, and as a young teacher she felt some pressure. Now if you talk to the intelligent design people, they will tell you of cases of just the opposite, where high school teachers and college professors are kind of drummed out for really aggressively questioning evolution. So I think it depends on the local community, who's influential in that local community, how the residents feel, what their views are, how much pressure teachers feel one way or the other.
So how does the Board of Education politically stand on this now, as it's composed?
Well, the board was split 5-5, and political labels are a little inadequate, but generally the two sides have been described as conservative, five, or in this case now after the last election, six conservative Republicans, and then on the other side, two Democrats and two less conservative, moderate Republicans. And so it's split 6-4 right now. And there's a sense, just kind of reading it politically, that there will be some change in the science standards to take into account views of people who would support intelligent design or something like that.
But there's no wording that they say they want, and there are no definite rules to follow yet.
Right. I mean, it's a little difficult to explain because we're talking about subtle changes in language in the standards. So, for example, Mr. McDonald mentioned the definition of science. There are various benchmarks where, it talks about where the language is more skeptical of evolution and kind of invites students to do more questioning.
But they want to change what the definition of science is.
Well, they're claiming they're not changing the definition of science, that they're making it. That's one of the big points of dispute.
Yeah.
They're arguing that their definition of science is the real definition of science. Of course, Mr. McDonald would take, has taken very great exception to that idea. And as you heard, he views their definition as trying to bring, opening the door to the supernatural explanations.
John Hanna, it looks like you have a couple of interesting weeks ahead of you.
Oh, very interesting. very interesting debate.
Thank you very much. John Hanna is bureau correspondent for the Associated Press in Topeka, Kansas, and following the latest goings-on with trying to get creationism back in the classrooms in Topeka. I'm Ira Flatow, reminding you to visit sciencefriday.com, where you'll find Science Friday's Kids Connection, free curricula for teachers and parents to use based on our programming. Just click on the Teachers button on the left side of the page. And thanks for listening.